I've been saying for years to anyone who will listen, get a password manager. So, how? You could pay a service like NordPass or LastPass or whatever. Pros, someone else keeps the server running for you, meaning they worry about hardware, electricity, bandwidth. That other party hopefully has offsite backups in case of some kind of catastrophe. Cons, if their upkeep means they're never done paying, there's no way you're not on the infinite payment model as well. As long as they have all this data on what sites you consider important and the frequency with which you visit them, what, are they going to not sell that data to advertisers? There was that one time LastPass raised their price and accidentally found that their export function broke, which is partly the price point again, partly just some intolerable shenanigans. Or, KeePass is free and open source. OSI certified, uses state-of-the-art encryption, plays well with others, amazing. The original KeePass exists on Linux, Windows, and Mac, so if you're watching this on mobile, you'll want KeePass DX. Quick start. Install one. Make a new database. Give it a really good password. It'll even help you generate one. This is the one you rehearse and memorize. For God's sake, don't write it on a note stuck to your monitor. Please. I'm begging you. An entry is one account, a username-password combo. A group is a folder of those. Great. Easy. Store all your passwords. You can also set up two-factor, much like Google Authenticator, except you get to decide which device is standing in for the something you have factor. If you're in a real operating system, you'll probably want two more features. First, browser integration. Click the cog to go to settings. Scroll the left menu to find browser integration. Check to enable. Check to enable Tor browser. Check to enable Firefox, check to enable any of the inferior junk, if you partake. Since LibreWolf is new, we'll jump through a quick hoop. If you're coming from Firefox, go to your home directory, find .mozilla, copy native messaging hosts, go back up, go into .LibreWolf, paste. Now you can click to autofill. Second, learn a new global hotkey. Cog for options, go to General, click Autotype. I use Ctrl-Alt-V. I use a typing delay of 25 milliseconds. Any faster than that, and I find some stuff can't keep up. You probably want it to start automatically on startup. Start minimized, minimize instead of exit, and you'll definitely want to automatically lock the database after some delay. If you're on a laptop, you'll want it to lock the database when the lid is closed. And what if instead of the mobile path or the desktop path, you have both? Fortunately, KeePass databases are a file, so you're allowed to back them up and sync them the same way as any other file. I use SyncThing. It's great for syncing moderate amounts of things fairly quickly. You might want SyncThing Tray, which is just SyncThing plus a Tray app to start with Windows. Make a folder, put your password DB in that, add your other device, share the folder, and voila! Now you can also add SyncThing to your NAS box. Or maybe instead of SyncThing, Google Drive, or any number of offsite storage providers.